So my name is Meg Davis, and I am a psychiatrist, and I'm currently working mainly as a community psychiatrist. I work with a community rehab team, and we're actually an integrated social work and healthcare service, so it's quite an unusual team. So it's trying to provide assertive approaches to helping people be as best as they can be physically and mentally. And that's a real challenge. We have a system of me going to see them on my own in their supported accommodation, or we go to theirs for reviews. This morning, I've been to somebody who's in the intensive psychiatric unit because he has become very unwell. So I went to see him there. Really, really, really kind of lucky, and feel quite honoured that you can have a really long relationship. I've known some people for 20 years. So we don't, unfortunately, have a cure for some of these things. The side effects from some of the treatments we give are complicated sometimes, you know, or they're not without their challenges, even though some are very useful for them to get them better. So if you can have that relationship with somebody and build up trust, because you've seen people for such a tiny portion of their lives. Tiny, tiny, you know, and yet making pretty big decisions for them. So that's the best thing. I like to talk about art with the patients as well. My haven is here in my office, which is probably a strange thing to say, but in here are a lot of the things which make me feel slightly like I've removed the antiseptic smell of the hospital corridor, which has changed a bit since we've got collars outside. And I remember particularly when the pandemic happened, I really liked stepping back in here because it was a kind of scary time. And in my office, I've got posters up on the walls of exhibitions that I've been to, and quite a lot of artwork and poetry from patients that I have. That they've given to me over the years, and photographs of my children and my mother, and plants as well, some plants which I'm trying to keep alive. So these are the things that make me feel, just remind me a little bit of other hinterlands apart from work, especially when it becomes challenging and difficult, and it can be quite stressful, you know, you can have people shouting at you, and it can be quite emotional at times. So even though I've been in it a long time, you'd be in a strange place if it didn't have an impact on you at times. So you need somewhere else to come to. I think breaks are really important, and I think it's good to be somewhere wherever it can be. It can be anything for anyone. Often for me, it's out in the gardens, and taking space out there. But sometimes I can just shut the door here and know that it's a bit quiet.